Becky, the Three Rivers Artists Guild has been busy with a holiday gallery and art market in downtown Three Rivers since the 25th of November. How has it gone?
Well, it's going amazingly well. We're very, very happy with the reception by the community. We've had lots of folks in. In fact, we just hosted on last Sunday, the 6th, the Holiday Homes Tour that benefits the Project Prom. They had their starting off point here, and so we had lots of folks in for that, and we were happy to host that to be part of the community, because that's, of course, part of our mission is to be integral to the Three Rivers community and support whatever's going on, particularly things that are of a cultural nature.
How did the idea for having this particular location at this time of the year evolve?
Well, we knew we wanted to be somewhere very, very accessible. And we'd had our second Sunday in the park art markets for July, August, September, and October, which were very successful. And we knew we wanted to have a holiday gallery market, because it's not just a gallery. It's not where you just come in and look at art and think it's wonderful. It is actually a market where you can buy this art for your home or your office or your whatever, your business. And so we knew we were going to do a holiday gallery. It was, where was that going to be? And Larry Michael Hackenberg, who is part of the guild, spoke with Tom Meyer, and lo and behold, Tom provided us with this amazing space. It is a very large space. It's next to the Riviera. It's at 54 North Main. And he provided us with the space to have our gallery. And we have made full use of it. And we're very grateful to Tom and to Meyer Ventures, because Tricia Meyer has been extremely helpful. And George, the person that does all their maintenance work, they've just been great to help us get this place in order and set up and open on time. And we've had a very nice reception by the community. And we have been supported by the Chamber of Commerce and the Downtown Merchants Association. We were part of Christmas Around Town, and we've been having a great time, as well as having a very nice market. There are 20 artists here doing lots of different things, from found metal sculpture to art cards to photography to iconography, religious iconography, beautiful, beautiful things that would make wonderful Christmas gifts, and pottery by Dorothy Brooke, who's a very important member of the community, both here in Three Rivers and in Constantine. She's an art teacher, does beautiful raku pottery, and Brian Brooke, who is a found metal artist, and his wife Judy, who is a fiber artist. They raise llamas out west of town. We have, so this is a microcosm of the greater macrocosm community. We have a very diverse group of artists here, and they represent our community. They're just folks in the community who happen to be extremely talented, like Tad Trimnell, for example, who grew up here, and he does this amazing sculptural painting. They're huge. They're beautiful. And some smaller pieces as well. And we have someone who makes gourds into gorgeous art vessels. They're beautiful. And she's an author, Cheryl Peck. She's a published author, and she's here selling her books and her photography and her art gourds. We have another fiber artist, Gail Walters, who does beautiful, beautiful stuff that everything from felted bags to collages that can hang on the wall. We have Mary Powers, who is a metalsmith and does... people around town know Mary Powers' turtles. They're beautiful. And with both hammered metal and precious gems in her work, gorgeous work. Kathy Bingaman does polymer beads that are amazing. I mean, you have to see them to really understand what it's about, the art and the craft of all of this. These are all fine artists who have brought their work together in this one location for people to... purchase gifts for friends, for themselves, something for their home, for their office. So it is a market. It's not just a gallery. But I think that the people in Three Rivers would be amazed to see the amount of creativity that comes out from their fellow citizens. These are just other people who live here, but it's a pretty amazing thing.
You mentioned Larry Michael Hackenberg a couple of minutes ago, and he is here in the midst of having some lunch at this point, but perhaps we can draw a perspective from him on what is happening here. And you were, as Becky said, instrumental in getting with Tom Meyer and arranging for the space here. Your perspective on what you've got going here.
Well, it feels very nice to have collected together this group of artists from Three Rivers. One of the problem of fine artists in the area is there are not venues for them to sell their work. Crafters have lots of venues, but the fine artists do not have that many venues to work and sell their work at. And some of the materials that go into fine art are expensive, so it's hard to keep supporting your habit, so to speak, or your hobby out of your own pocket. So in order to keep producing the art, you must, you know, eventually find markets to sell. So part of what we're doing here is to make a place for fine artists in Three Rivers area to sell, but also to bring the reputation of Three Rivers as a destination spot for fine art. That is equally as important, because sooner or later we'll exhaust selling our work to just Three Rivers people. We're going to have to expand beyond there. So we want to think of some way to involve the community as an art destination. I mean, after all, we've got the rivers, which make us a poetically beautiful place. We've got a poetic name, Three Rivers, can't beat that. So we are in line to produce a reputation for fine art here in Three Rivers that could be beneficial to not only the artists but to Three Rivers in general. So we hope that this is a beginning of that larger quest also.
So I guess we'll just see what evolves in 2010 as far as something more beyond what you have going on here during the holiday time.
Yes, exactly. And we're trying to think about what would be next steps. Of course, second Sunday in the park from May through October down in Sidmore Park is on the schedule. But also other possible venues. In fact, we were just talking this morning in a small group here that was available for the ribbon cutting about what some of those next steps might be to further integrate our fine artists into the community and to make it even more accessible all year round.
Well, it certainly sounds like you're onto something here that is a natural fit for Three Rivers, and in view of the fact that we do have a lot of talented people here, it's something that we have the capability to carry out, I think, as well.
Oh, we really do. And the other thing that I think that is important for us is that the downtown merchants and those close to downtown, like Teresa at Ridgeway Florist, there's a great deal of creativity going on in this town. They do wonderful stuff at Ridgeway and at Unique, and I mean, there's a very diverse and very, very talented group of people in this town that are business people, that are retailers, that are artists, and that really care about the town. That's the other thing. There's a sincere feeling about the city of Three Rivers, that it's a wonderful place to live. It's a great place to be creative, and I feel like it's a place that should be shared.
Well, as far as the immediate activity that you have going here with the Holiday Gallery and Art Market, that'll be continuing up until Christmas Eve.
Till Christmas Eve, till I think it's 3 o'clock on Christmas Eve. You can run in here and get your last-minute gifts. And I do want to say that none of this art is, like, exorbitantly priced. We have lots of affordable art here, whether it's a $2 Giclée card or it is a $2,000 painting. And everything in between. But there's lots and lots of beautiful stuff for very, very affordable prices. So we do want to make sure we tell people that we're not some out-of-reach gallery sort of thing. We are very accessible to hometown people. But then I also want to say that we are looking ahead to the next year. We have a waiting list of artists who are interested in joining the Guild. So we will increase our numbers in the spring and increase our diversity of talent, and we will just continue on. We have lots of ideas, and as Larry Michael mentioned, there's Three Rivers merchants who are very interested in working with us and to make Three Rivers just a more cultural, art-oriented, enjoyable place to visit.
Now, as you mentioned, this location is right next to the Riviera Theater, 54 North Main Street, the actual location. What are the hours on up until Christmas Eve?
Okay, that would be Wednesday through Friday from noon to 6. Saturday is 10 a.m. to 6, and Sundays are noon to 4.
And if folks wanted more information about this particular operation here or about the Three Rivers Artists Guild, what should they do?
Well, we have two options for that. One is our website, which is updated regularly by one of our artists, Christine Hartzell, and that is www.threerivers.org. We are a Michigan nonprofit now, and so we are an organization that can be donated to and looked at as a nonprofit supportive member of the community. The other way to contact us would be to call me at area code 734-418-3055, and I'm happy to supply any information you might need. And if you are an artist or know someone who might be interested in joining the Guild, I'm always happy to talk to them. You can either email at the Guild or give me a call.
Very good. Thank you, Becky.
You're very welcome, Bruce.
And good luck with this, and Merry Christmas, too.
And Merry Christmas to you. It's a wonderful holiday time right now.